We have another chance for you to win tickets for Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort coming up on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. As usual, we have What's Up with Florida, story that involves pee and spam. In animal news, there was a python at a Southern California In-N-Out. It's not what I'm looking for. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for the Kings versus the Pittsburgh Penguins and also Turnstile tickets, along with more of these. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee.
Halloween time at Disneyland. We've got your tickets coming up in less than a half hour from the world famous K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Man sentenced after police find loaded gun in his buttocks during strip search. Justin Sabwa, 24 years old, pled guilty Friday to weapons charges after police who were arresting him on a separate matter discovered that he had stashed a loaded 25 caliber Titan pistol in his buttocks. That's the word they used, buttocks. They had taken Sabwa into custody after they responded to a suspicious activity call, and they had found a handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia in their initial search at his house. Multiple other firearms were discovered in the truck. So he's got firearms everywhere. Why do you have to put one up the butt? And when he was being strip searched at the station, police reportedly found an additional surprise weapon concealed in his rear end. Why? And when? Like, did they knock on the door and he went, I gotta put it somewhere. It's loaded. The pistol is more than 4 inches long with a 2.5-inch barrel. He received 3 years probation and an order to serve 90 days in jail. As part of the terms of his probation, he's barred from owning or possessing firearms, visiting bars or lounges, or indulging in excessive use of alcohol or illegal drugs. Nothing prohibiting him from putting stuff in his butt. Gotta spell it out for some people.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Bert from Torrance.
Bert, you are caller 20.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
You got a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure or Disneyland Park.
Oh, man. Awesome. You just made my day. It's Kevin?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, awesome, Kevin. Thank you.
What do you do if you find a snake at work? When you show up to work, if there's a snake there, I call my friend Jay, who runs the place, and I say, hey, Jay, there's a snake here. Come do something about it. This happened this morning in Monrovia at an In-N-Out with a python.
No, it's not animal style. That's a snake, not a shake.
All right, enough with the wordplay. That is a python snake. It looks like it's 5 feet long.
In-N-Out workers in Monrovia got this slithery surprise at the drive-thru.
When they showed up for work, there was a python in the drive-thru. So my first thought is that venomous or is that the one that squeezes you to death? I don't know. Call someone else.
One of the employees making the discovery yesterday and brought the python to the Pasadena Humane Society.
Whoa, slow down. If I see a python, I am calling someone else. One of the employees just picked it up, put it in his or her car, and took it to the Humane Society. That person is 10 times the person I am.
The nonprofit says the snake seems to be well taken care of and may have recently escaped its home. They say they hope to find the python's owner soon.
That is the best possible ending to an I saw a python at work story I've ever heard. Props to that employee of In-N-Out in Monrovia.
Authorities in Lake County, Florida say that a 70-year-old man was recently arrested and is facing charges after he allegedly contaminated thousands of dollars worth of canned goods at a store.
What's up with Florida? Coming up next.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the It's Kevin Ryder's What's
up with Florida.
Authorities in Lake County, Florida say that a 70-year-old man was recently arrested and is facing charges after he allegedly contaminated thousands of dollars worth of canned goods at a store.
How do you ruin canned goods in a store?
By relieving himself on the products.
I mean, yeah, I guess he'll do it.
The whole thing took place shortly before 10 a.m. when the suspect, Patrick Mitchell, took a trip to his local Sam's Club in the city of Lady Lake. After entering the business, he reportedly made a beeline for aisle 18.
So it's 10 a.m. and he's got to pee like a racehorse. And he doesn't just do it anywhere. He heads straight to aisle 18. A beeline, the guy said.
Where he was observed by a witness in a rather unsavory position.
I don't know that there's any savory way to pee.
According to reports, the female shopper snapped a photo of Mitchell as he pulled down the front of his pants and began pissing on two pallets full of Spam and Vienna sausages.
I hate that Spam. I hate you, Spam. I hate you, Vienna sausages. Take that.
The horrified witness alerted employees who were able to confirm what had happened on the store's surveillance camera system. Police reports note that the footage captured the 70-year-old as he, quote, placed both his hands in front of him below the belt line.
Right. We know what it looks like for someone to pee.
And stood there for several seconds. Behavior consistent with urination.
Right. I mean, we know what it looks like when someone pees. We don't need CSI Spam.
As weird as this already was,
the guy is caught peeing on Spam. How could this story get any weirder?
What was even stranger was that Mitchell apparently hung around for a bit afterwards.
I mean, I am at Sam's Club. What do I need?
The same surveillance video revealed that he'd stopped by the snack section.
I worked up an appetite. I could eat.
And had taken the time to try out some patio furniture before paying for some items and finally leaving.
Wonder what this outside recliner chair feels like. I guess not.
While the whole thing might be somewhat amusing for you and I, the same obviously can't be said for the Sam's Club employees tasked with cleaning up Mitchell's mess.
Those poor bastards just thinking, I gotta work another day at Sam's Club. Here we go. I gotta do what?
According to the company, Mitchell's impromptu bathroom break also forced him to throw out 188 bulk units of Vienna sausages and 345 units of 8-count Spam Classic.
I mean, mission accomplished if he hated the Spam Classic. That's a win. This is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday here with Three Things at Four.
And I'm going to tell you a story about a wedding guest who ordered a pizza to the wedding reception.
A delivery.
A delivery.
Love
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes.
Love it. This is Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, a wedding guest infuriates the bride and sparks debate after ordering a pizza to the reception. Here's the story.
So I went to a friend's wedding recently and it was an absolutely beautiful day, but it was a really long day. The wedding took place at 12 p.m. and there was photos, drinks, more photos with no food in sight. When it got to 8 p.m., I was absolutely struggling. I hadn't eaten since breakfast. No food had been served other than a few tiny canapes, which disappeared instantly. I was starting to get hangry, so me and my friend who I was with decided to order a pizza sneakily to the venue. When it arrived, I slipped outside to grab it and I shared it with a couple of other people at the table who were also starving. Word got round and now the bride is furious with me and said if I'd just been patient, food was arriving in the next 30 minutes. She told me that I embarrassed her and undermined the catering. A couple of guests said that I just did what everyone else was thinking, but some others told me it was tacky and disrespectful. I just don't see how you can expect someone to be at your wedding for 8 hours without feeding them anything. So am I wrong for ordering a pizza to the middle of a wedding?
Is she wrong?
She's not at all.
Yeah, right.
Not
right.
At all.
That 8 hours?
You want me to be at a wedding for 8 hours to begin with?
Seriously, she is a legend.
I love
her. Is what she is. Number two, an AI-generated actress known as Tilly Norwood is sparking a ton of controversy in Hollywood. Here's the story.
All right, check this out. You are looking at actress Tilly Norwood. Only here's the thing. She's not really an actress because she's not really a person. She is a product, 100% AI generated. Now she's caught the attention of Hollywood talent agencies and real life stars are raising alarms.
Tilly Norwood was created by Aline Vandervelde and an actor who founded the world's first AI talent studio, Sequoia. Vandervelde says she's spoken with several agents vying to represent her AI character character who she pitched as the next Scarlett Johansson. This has drawn sharp criticism online and talks of a boycott of whichever agent signs Norwood.
I hate this so much.
But you knew this was coming.
Yeah, I know. But
this whole time we've known this is coming.
I know, but come on.
Yeah,
we can stop this. You know, if you want Scarlett Johansson, get Scarlett Johansson. All right? And number three, in San Francisco, a woman named Taylor Humphrey has built an unusual business. She helps parents pick names for their children. Her clients are often ultra-wealthy and high-profile celebrities willing to pay for a service most people, you know, would just handle themselves.
Of course.
When she first started offering the service in 2018, she charged $100. Then a feature in The New Yorker brought her widespread attention. Demand for her services surged, and her prices went way up. Today, her packages range from $200 for a simple email suggestion to as much as $30,000. For
ridiculous.
For in-depth consultations. Those high-end offerings can involve genealogical research, branding campaigns, which I don't even know what that means, and mediating disagreements between parents.
Oh, my God.
She has been involved in naming over 500 babies. Oh, my God. That is a scam and a half. Good for her. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Turnstile is a band that's going to perform in Los Angeles. It's Exhibition Park on Saturday. And this is, for those of you that are Turnstile fans, this is not new for you, but this is kind of an in case you missed it for everybody else. This is called Look Out For Me, and it's from their album Never Enough that was out this summer, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It was Look Out For Me by Turnstile. They are playing this weekend at Exposition Park, and you will see that they are very Rage Against the Machine-like live in concert. Going to be great. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are going to be taking your calls in a minute.
And we're going to be hooking you up with your tickets to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
For Three Things at Four, you brought in a story about a wedding and some people that ordered a pizza because they hadn't been fed. Here it is.
Wedding took place at 12 p.m. And there was photos, drinks, more photos, with no food in sight. When it got to 8 p.m., I was absolutely struggling. I hadn't eaten since breakfast. I was starting to get hangry, so me and my friend who I was with decided to order a pizza sneakily to the venue. When it arrived, I slipped outside to grab it, and I shared it with a couple of other people at the table who were also starving. Word got round, and now the bride is furious with me and said if I'd just been patient, food was arriving in the next 30 minutes. She told me that I embarrassed her and undermined the catering.
Oh, undermine the catering. Shut up. You're going to keep people there for 8 hours and not feed them?
That's unbelievable.
That is insane.
Nope.
So we thought we would make the topic today weird things at a wedding or reception. Weird things you've seen or been in at a wedding or reception. You have a couple of examples? Because I do know that at Lightning's wedding, we did have to cut off his best man.
Oh, no.
His speech. He was saying, Jay gets everything, and I don't get, and my parents love him more than me. And Bean and I were looking at each other like, what are we? And we walked over and physically grabbed the microphone from him.
Oh, you were the savior.
And said, okay, all right, everybody, let's get some dancing going or whatever it was.
Steve Buscemi of The Wedding Singer.
It was so bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like this one. The mother of the bride got served with divorce papers at the wedding. That's pretty legendary. The bride was tipsy absolutely grinding the best man while the groom sulked in a corner alone.
Grinding the best man.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, God. Just tacky stuff. Like, The bride makes her entrance into the reception as a newlywed for the first time, asks where's the groom, who emerges from underneath her dress. You know, there's just...
Wow, that is classy. I love that.
This is so much tacky stuff.
Weird things that you saw at a wedding or reception, whether it be the people attending the wedding or the people in the wedding party or the bride or groom. That's what we're looking for at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got tickets for you to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
800-520-1067. We are talking about weird things at a wedding or reception.
We got a text from the 213. On my wedding, the person my mom got for catering booked the wrong day. We had to order Uno Hawaiian last minute. And on top of that, one of our guests had to put their credit card info on the order. Oh, God.
That is rough.
That's horrible.
800-520-1067 is the phone number. We are looking for weird things you've seen at a wedding.
The 562 said it was a second reception after the real wedding in the bride's hometown a couple weeks earlier. The groom made a speech telling everyone how they still haven't had sex and they're still going to wait a while after marriage until God tells them it's the right time.
Nope. Taking phone calls on the weirdest things you've seen at weddings or receptions.
And the most entertaining phone call, we're going to send you to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
You have a weird thing you saw at a wedding?
I'm about 10 years old. My parents forced me to go to a wedding. My aunt's getting married. And basically, we're sitting there. Church is about to start. Right when they ask if anybody has any objections, the back doors to the church were kicked open, felt like they were kicked open, and a lady comes in screaming saying that he cannot marry my aunt because she's pregnant by him. It was weird. It got weird. I've never seen my aunt since, I'll tell you that much. But we did have to go to the reception because there was a lot of food. There was a live band. And the whole entire vibe was just awkward.
That's pretty great.
Oh, my God. So what ended up happening with them then?
They got married. They got married, and then they divorced like 2 years later.
What?
did she have the kid?
Yeah. Oh, no. He had the kid. They were trying to do, like, the whole, I think, sharing it. But like I said, I'm now 41, so that was 31 years ago. And since then, I've only seen my aunt. Maybe one.
Oh my God. The shame.
Yeah, it was basically the shame, the embarrassment of that.
No.
K-Rock, hello. Weird things you saw at a wedding.
I was at a wedding for my uncle, and he sang his daughter a song, I'll Tuck You Into Bed After the Lovin', and it was a very dirty and sexual song.
What?
Oh, no.
Yes.
The uncle sang that to his daughter?
Correct, yes.
Oh, no.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
How was it received?
Yeah. People were looking at him really weird and disgusted.
Yep.
What about the bride? How did she respond? Did she go out and start making out with him?
No. No,
that's it. K-Rock, hello.
Kevin.
What does that mean?
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
You're not anymore. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. So we're doing weird marriage stories, right?
Yes, weird things you saw at a wedding or reception.
Okay, so I went to this wedding, and the pastor decided to share this story from his first marriage, where on the honeymoon, they were riding horses on the beach, and every time the horse misbehaved, his wife would get upset, and after the third time, his wife shot the horse.
No possible way.
Yeah. And this was his way of telling the lovely couple, listen to your wife, basically.
She had a gun with her and shot the horse?
I guess so. I don't know if that's true, but that is what he decided to share in this holy matrimony.
Oh my God. You know that. That had to be a story that he thought would be poignant to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, it was memorable.
Yeah.
Memorable, for sure.
Memorable, but insane.
Right.
We are taking your calls about weird things you saw at weddings at 800-520-1067.
The 951 said, my friend was supposed to get married to his wife, but he ended up passing out before his wedding, and his exact twin brother took his place. That's pretty nifty.
On the wedding night as well?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
And we are taking your phone calls of weird things that you saw at weddings at 800-520-1067. What did you see?
Yes. So I have like a distant cousin. I'm not really close to getting married, but I went to their wedding. You know how people have their pets like be like the ring bearer type thing?
Yes.
They had their two-year-old son holding like their hamster. Not a great idea. The hamster falls, dies, and was just very odd situation. Everybody's like, did they do something? Like, where, what's going on? Just really awkward.
Can you give a hamster mouth to mouth?
What, you know?
So wait, so the two-year-old was carrying the hamster, which also had the ring?
Something like that. It was very odd. A very distant cousin, not a fan.
Not a fan, indeed.
The two-year-old's probably scarred for life.
Right?
Yeah.
That kid right now is in jail. You know it. I hate to say that, but let's be honest. If you get traumatized like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who are we giving the tickets to? Is it Fernando? Is my favorite.
Yes, yes. So his aunt was getting married. Someone busts through the back of the church and says that she's pregnant with my kid.
You know, they don't say anymore if anybody has a reason why.
Oh, objection?
Yeah, they don't
really?
Say that anymore. No.
Because it happened too many times, I guess.
Fernando, hello.
Hello.
You got tickets to see the Kings yes. play the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Woo!
Let's go. Go, Kings, go.
Yes, well done. Sir. I am out of here. Megan Holiday has you next.
And I've got your 4-pack of Disneyland tickets coming up at 6 on K-Rock.